The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Every week we dive into secrets, and this is not because, necessarily we have a thing for hearing your secrets. It's good for you to get and purge and maybe even get a little advice on how to proceed, you know?
Absolutely.
We call it a public service.
We sure do. We don't even charge it.
No, we don't. Your family secret. So yeah, like online dating is a thing, and especially in a pandemic, definitely something that people have been utilizing a little bit more, trying to navigate the waters of a relationship through FaceTime, through Skype.
Yeah.
Through video chats and all that. So go ahead.
Hey, yeah. So I'm currently maintaining 4 online relationships with different men from around the world. And
oh, okay. All right. 4.
I've never really actually met any of the guys in person, but gotcha. I feel like I have feelings for all of them.
Okay.
Wow.
Understandable.
That is tough to navigate.
Sure. 4 is a lot.
That's a lot to juggle.
And I mean, most of our communication happens over Skype, but they all think that, you know, we're exclusive. And I know that they would be furious if they ever found out about each other.
Ah, so that's the secret.
Okay.
So you think that like your guy that you're talking to in one country is going to be mad knowing that you're talking to another guy in virtually in another place.
But it's just like, I feel like I love the attention and nobody is getting hurt. So I just don't know if it's a big deal or not.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. But I mean, that's just me.
You don't think it's a big deal? All right. Well, you're a guy, so I guess your opinion would matter more.
I don't know. Girls
and guys can feel differently about this.
Is this so?
Maybe she's not the only one on their end, too.
Right. Exactly. That's something to think about.
Yeah.
But if you're in a dating relationship with someone that you've only ever known on
virtually.
Uh-huh. Can you be that upset with them for virtually talking to someone else?
Depends on if you've had that conversation.
Mm.
Are you defining the relationship?
Mm.
Are you saying we're exclusive?
We are exclusive. I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions with that. But anyways, family secret. So hopefully, thank you for opening up to us there.
Personally, I'm a little stressed out for her. It's a lot to keep track of.
Listen,
I hope she is like naming them with nicknames in her phone or something.
There's no way I could ever like... You know, obviously I'm married and I've been so for a long time, but I could never try to juggle more than one girl at the same time.
Oh, that's too much.
I mean, there was one.
You can't even get intern's name straight.
No, not at all. I'll tell you what. I mean, there was one time in my life where I was talking to. It wasn't even like I did anything or dated or anything like that.
Just talking
but I was talking to two Elizabeths. One of them wound up being my wife. The other one was some other Elizabeth that didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut. Can't get that loose.
But that one,
yeah.
I mean, that was giving me stress in itself.
Right.
So, anyway.
That's just two.
Yeah, that was just two. Wow.
All 4. Right. Good for her.
So, there you go. That's your family secrets on 99.7 DJX.